Chapter 5. Stability. Stability components of an operation leverage the coercive and constructive capabilities of the military force to establish a safe and secure environment, facilitate reconciliation between local or regional adversaries, establish political, legal, social, and economic institutions, and facilitate the transition of responsibility to a legitimate civil authority. This chapter discusses tank platoon support to stability tasks. It addresses tactical actions and tasks to support stability, planning considerations, and transitions. Refer to ADRP 3-07 for more information. Section 1. Overview of Stability. Unified land operations require continuous, simultaneous combinations of offensive, defensive, and stability tasks. Stabilization is the process by which underlying tensions that might lead to resurgence in violence and a breakdown in law and order are managed and reduced, while efforts are made to support preconditions for successful long-term development. Refer to FM 3-07 for more information. As combat operations culminate, part of the force secures critical infrastructure and populated areas. Protecting and preventing further harm to the civilian population are legal obligations of military forces during operations. Leaders plan to minimize the effects of combat on the populace. Properly focused, executed stability tasks prevent population centers from degenerating into civil unrest and becoming recruiting areas for opposition movements or insurgencies. Tank platoons are not capable of achieving the desired end state of stability tasks independently. They support stability tasks by performing platoon and section-level missions, tasks, and activities, supporting the stability tasks of its higher HQ, often partnered and working closely with other unified action partners. Stability framework. A stability framework based on conditions in the AO of initial response, transformation, and fostering sustainability helps the unit determine the required training and task organization of forces before initial deployment, and serves as a guide to actions in an operation focused on stability tasks. Refer to ATP 3-07.5 for more information. Stability tasks occur in three phases. These phases facilitate identifying lead responsibilities and determining priorities, and describe the conditions on the operational environment. Initial response phase. Generally reflect activity executed to stabilize a crisis state in the AO. Transformation phase. Stabilization, reconstruction, and capacity building are actions performed in a relatively secure environment. Fostering sustainability phase. Actions that encompass long-term efforts, which capitalize on capacity building and reconstruction activities. Stability tasks. Army forces conduct the following six primary stability tasks. Establish civil security, establish civil control, restore essential services, support to governance, support to economic and infrastructure development, and conduct security cooperation. Stability tasks are executed outside the United States and include coercive and cooperative actions by the military force. Establish civil security. Involves providing for safety of the host nation and its population, including protection from internal and external threats. It is essential to providing a safe and secure environment. Tank platoons execute stability tasks in conjunction with the Combined Arms Battalion. Establish civil control. An initial step toward instituting rule of law and stable governance. Restore essential services. Essential services include emergency medical care and rescue, food and water, and emergency shelter. Support to governance. Enables interagency and host nation actions to succeed. At the platoon level, support to governance tasks are dependent on those of the Combined Arms Battalion. Support to economic and infrastructure development. Assist a host nation develop capability and capacity in these areas. At the platoon level, support to economic and infrastructure development focuses primarily on continuing civil security and civil control operations to provide a safe and secure environment that allows external agencies to leverage their capabilities. Conduct security cooperation. As part of consolidation of gains, enhances military engagement and builds the security capacity of partner states. Section 2. Unified Action Partners. Unified Action Partners are military forces, governmental and non-governmental organizations, and elements of the private sector with whom Army and Marine Corps forces plan, coordinate, synchronize, and integrate during the conduct of operations. Unified Action Partners can include joint forces and components, multinational forces, and U.S. government agencies and departments. Host Nation Partners. Host Nation Partners may include military, police, border agents, intelligence agents, paramilitary, and other security elements such as militias or private security companies. Other potential partners may include host nation government representatives and agencies, tribal leaders, and influential private citizens. Non-governmental organizations. If present in the host nation, intergovernmental organizations such as the United Nations, African Union, European Union, and others can be valuable partners for stabilization and reconstruction because of their knowledge of the local situation, ties, and experience. They may have military or non-military components and operate under their own mandates and direction. Their forces may be best suited for a relatively benign peacekeeping role and less militarily capable than U.S. Army and USMC units, but they are generally perceived as legitimate by a wide range of actors. By maintaining a safe and secure environment, non-military organizations, such as the United Nations World Food Program and World Health Organization, often prove vital in providing humanitarian assistance and development. Enabling such organizations may be one of the most important stability objectives. Although U.S. forces often view non-governmental organizations as partners to be integrated, most non-governmental organizations prefer a clearly neutral posture and avoid being associated with any military force. Civil affairs. Civil affairs forces support leaders by engaging civil component, interagency, indigenous population and institutions, host nation, intergovernmental organizations, or private sector, of an operational environment conducting civil affairs operations and support to the commander's civil military operations. Civil affairs forces ensure sustained legitimacy of the mission and transparency and credibility of the military force before, during, or after other military missions. This support involves applying specialty skills, normally responsibility of a local, regional, or national government, to enhance conduct of civil military operations. As they relate to information-related capabilities, civil affairs operations and civil military operations differ in purpose, focus, and specialization. Civil military operations are a leader's activities establishing, maintaining, influencing, or exploiting relations among military forces, governmental, non-governmental civilian organizations, authorities, and civilians. Public affairs. Public affairs operations fulfill the Army's obligation to keep the American people and Army informed. They help to establish conditions leading to confidence in the Army and its readiness to conduct unified land operations. Public affairs operations strive to enhance public understanding and garner American as well as global support for the Army by engaging with domestic and foreign media entities. Refer to FM 3-61 or MCTP 3-30 Foxtrot for more information. Mission and operations. Public affairs service members accomplish their mission through public information, command information, and public engagement. Public information focuses on informing external audiences. It primarily engages media and key audiences to convey Army and command themes and messages to global and American audiences. Command information focuses on internal audiences, military, civilians, and family members, who recognize that an informed force is a more ready, reliable, and resilient force. Integrating public affairs with other information-related capabilities helps leaders shape the information environment, provides valuable media assessment, and counters enemy propaganda and disinformation. Public affairs operations support the leader's development of themes and messages and collaborate with other information-related capabilities to protect OPSEC and avoid information fratricide. Media considerations. The presence of the media is a reality that confronts every service member involved in all operations. All leaders and service members must know how to deal effectively with broadcast and print reporters and photographers. This should include an understanding of subjects they have authorization to discuss and subjects the public affairs officer must address. Military information support operations. Military information support operations are the leader's primary capability to inform and influence foreign populations in AO. Military information support personnel conduct operations to induce or reinforce specific attitudes and behaviors favorable to U.S. military objectives. Refer to FM 3-53 or MCWP 3-32 for more information. Information operations. Military information support personnel provide subject matter expertise in the information operations. As primary members of the Information Operations Working Group, they advise, plan, provide operations oversight, and assess messages and actions having potential or actual psychological effects. Military information support units also provide analysis, development, production, distribution, and dissemination capabilities for military information support operations and are the primary executors for purposes of informing and influencing target audiences. Military information support personnel provide dedicated intelligence support, which can also provide post-delivery measures of performance and measures of effectiveness. The information operations element utilizes military information support analyses of audiences and their environments. The information operations element also assesses adversary information and capability, including information for effects, misinformation, disinformation, and propaganda. Military information support planners and attached military information support units help leaders in executing service member and leader engagement efforts in AO. Military information support personnel are trained, educated, equipped, and organized to plan, monitor, and assess engagement with foreign populations and select audiences. This engagement includes planning engagements with foreign populations, leaders, key communicators, and others with specific intent to influence to support leader objectives. Military information support planners plan, manage, and assess service member and leader engagement efforts. They support the leader's larger engagement strategy. Combat camera. Combat camera video specialists provide leaders with still and video imagery capabilities to support operational and planning requirements. These forces use video documentation capabilities ranging from aerial to underwater photography. They access areas and events inaccessible to other personnel or media. Furthermore, combat camera teams have a technological capability to transmit real-time images and in turn serve to reinforce other information-related capability efforts. Likewise, their documentation of operations provides imagery support countering misinformation or propaganda. Section 3. Tactical actions and tasks in support of stability. The platoon may execute several tasks during stability tasks. The following information examines those tasks. The list is not all-inclusive. Assessment of the mission variables and the operational considerations applicable in the AO may identify additional mission requirements. The platoon leader/platoon commander must keep in mind the ever-changing, often confusing conditions of stability operations. The platoon's flexibility is a key to success under such conditions. The platoon leader/platoon commander should attempt to shape the role or mission to match the platoon's unique characteristics and capabilities. Establish a checkpoint. A checkpoint is a predetermined point on the ground used to control movement, tactical maneuver, and orientation. A checkpoint is the location where military police or other personnel check vehicular or pedestrian traffic to enforce circulation control measures and other laws, orders, and regulations. Refer to TC 3-39.30 for more information. Checkpoints can be either deliberate or hasty. The platoon may be directed to establish a checkpoint to achieve one or more of the following purposes: deter illegal movement, create an instant roadblock, control movement into the AO or onto a specific route, to protect key infrastructure, demonstrate the presence of peace forces, prevent smuggling of contraband, enforce the terms of peace agreements, serve as an OP, patrol base, or both. The construction of checkpoints may range from a simple log across the road to heavily fortified positions reinforced with obstacles. Some have a simple gate manned by a few service members. Others have obstacles in the roadway to prevent vehicle traffic. Obstacles such as mines, wire, and beam obstacles may be used to hinder or stop vehicle movement. Checkpoints are located at natural choke points, such as in ravines or on tops of hills. This allows the natural terrain, winding mountain roads or rivers and streams, to canalize and limit vehicle movement. It also eliminates any bypass around the checkpoint. Conduct convoy escort. The platoon provides the convoy escort with security and close-in protection from direct fire while on the move. The tank platoon is well suited for this role because of its vehicle's mobility, firepower, and armor protection against direct and indirect fires. Depending on a variety of factors, size of the convoy, escort assets available, and mission variables, the platoon may perform convoy escort, either independently or as part of a larger unit's convoy security mission. The relationship between the platoon and the convoy commander must provide for unity of command and effort if combat operations are required during the course of the mission. In most cases, the platoon executes the escort mission under control of the security force commander, who is usually operational control or attached to the convoy commander. The convoy commander should issue a complete op ord to all vehicle commanders in the convoy before execution of the mission. This is vital because the convoy may itself be task organized from a variety of units, and because some vehicles may not have tactical radios. The order should follow the standard 5-paragraph op ord format, but special emphasis should be placed on the following subjects: route of march, with a strip map provided for each vehicle commander; order of march; actions at halts; actions in case of vehicle breakdown; actions on contact; chain of command; communications and signal information; support cordon and search operations. Cordon and search is a technique of a movement to contact, which involves isolating the target area, searching the area, and capturing or destroying possible insurgents or contraband. A cordon and search may be a task during a movement to contact, raid, deliberate attack, or area reconnaissance, based on the accuracy of intelligence. While the actual operation may fall under the category of any of these missions, the cordon and search is typically oriented at finding insurgents or their caches. The platoon leaders/platoon commanders must develop knowledge of enemy organizations based on intelligence of the area. Once intelligence identifies and locates important enemy elements or enemy information, a cordon and search operation may be conducted to collect more detailed information or to neutralize the enemy. The tank platoon occupies overwatch or defensive positions to isolate a search area during cordon and search operations. Close coordination and communication with the search team are critical, as is employment of OPs and patrols to maintain surveillance of dead space and gaps in the cordoned area. The tank platoon or section must be prepared to take immediate action if the search team or OPs identify enemy elements. Enemy contact may require the platoon to execute tactical movement and link-up. It would then coordinate with other units to destroy the enemy using techniques discussed in Chapter 3. Additionally, the tank platoon can conduct vehicle and personnel searches as part of the search operation or traffic control points. Area security. Area security is established to preserve freedom of movement to position fire support assets, conduct mission command operations, provide for sustainment operations, prevent threat ground reconnaissance, and prevent threat ground maneuver forces from penetrating defensive perimeters established by the platoon leader/platoon commander. Area security missions require a significant amount of time and normally operate from outposts, such as a base camp or combat outposts. Like an AA or defensive strongpoint, the base camp also provides some protection because it requires all-round security. Established OPs are created for a specified time and purpose. Some OPs are overt, clearly visible, and deliberately constructed. Others are covert and designed to observe an area or target without the knowledge of the local population. Each type of OP must be integrated into supporting direct and indirect fire plans and into the overall observation plan. Checkpoints are another technique used to provide area security and gain information. Establish a checkpoint to achieve one or more of the following: control movement, obtain information, or disrupt enemy movement or actions. Tasks the platoon monitors. The platoon can monitor and help in civil-military operations and other enablers performing civil-military operations that include military information support operations, special operations forces, legal support, public affairs, engineer, transportation, health service support, military police, security forces, and maneuver units. Civil-military operations. Tactical-level civil-military operations include support of stakeholders at local levels and promoting the legitimacy and effectiveness of U.S. presence and operations among locals, while minimizing friction between the military and the civilian organizations in the field. These may include local security operations, processing and movement of displaced civilians, project management and project nomination, civil reconnaissance, and basic health service support. Civil affairs operations are those military operations planned, supported, or executed by civil affairs forces that enhance the relationship between military forces and civil authorities in localities where military forces are present, require coordination with other interagency organizations, intergovernmental organizations, non-governmental organizations, indigenous populations and institutions, and the private sector. Involve application of functional specialty skills that normally are the responsibility of civil government to enhance the conduct of civil military operations. They involve application of civil affairs functional specialty skills in areas usually the responsibility of civil government. These activities are fundamental to executing stability tasks. Stability emphasizes non-lethal, constructive actions by service members working among non-combatants. In stability, civil affairs forces work with and through host nation agencies and other civilian organizations to enhance the host nation government's legitimacy. Often, civil affairs teams work with or alongside the platoon during stability. A framework for evaluating civil considerations is ASCOPE. Refer to ADRP 5.0 for further information. Each consideration is described as follows. Areas. Determine the geographic variations in the area of responsibility, the potential military impact, and how it influences the way people live. Structures. Describe the man-made structures in which the people live and work. Determine those having cultural, religious, and economic significance. Capabilities. Determine the ability of various groups to influence the AO and the rest of the population relative to their possible intent to do so. Determine economic and military potential given the areas and infrastructure. Organizations. Determine what informal and formal social, religious, familial, or political organizations exist and their intentions, purposes, and resources. People. Determine how the population aligns with organizations and one another. Determine if they are likely to be supportive, detrimental, or neutral to the unit's mission. Events. Create significant population event template and determine if future activity can be predicted based on pattern analysis. Other. The platoon may need to monitor and help in the following activities. Monitor compliance with an agreement. This involves observing belligerents and working with them to ensure they meet the conditions of one or more applicable agreements. Expeditionary forensic collection missions. This involves tasks to support the collection and analysis of materials in an AO and applies to improvised explosive device and non-improvised explosive device events. It also includes collecting, identifying, and labeling portable items for future exploitation and the collection of fingerprints, DNA, and other biometric data from non-transportable items at a scene, such as a bomb maker's table and chairs. Refer to ATP 2-22.82 for more information. Support relief operations in a foreign country using the Army to respond with a wide array of capabilities and services to aid authorities in the following types of actions: protecting public health, restoring public order, and helping in disaster recovery, alleviating large-scale suffering, and protecting critical infrastructure. Section 4. Transitions. Transitions mark a change of focus between phases, or between the ongoing operation and execution of a branch or sequel. Shifting priorities between decisive action tasks, such as from offense to stability, also involves a transition. Transitions require planning and preparation well before their execution to maintain the momentum and tempo of operations. The force is naturally more vulnerable during transitions, thus requiring leaders to establish clear conditions for their execution. Transitions may create unexpected opportunities. They also may make forces vulnerable to enemy threats. Transition to the offense. During an operation focused on stability tasks, there may be instances where units quickly transition back to operations focused on offensive tasks against irregular forces, or defensive tasks to defeat counterattacks. To facilitate the transition, leaders consider an offensive contingency while conducting operation focused on stability tasks. They consider how to generate combat power quickly to take the initiative. It can come from organic, partnered, joint, and host nation forces, depending on the situation. Transition to the defense. Leaders must ensure transitions from stability to defensive tasks are planned. For example, it may be tactically wise for leaders to plan a defensive contingency with on-order offensive missions if certain stability conditions could deteriorate. Leaders in the platoon must be fully trained to recognize activities that would initiate this transition. Indicators to transition include increased insurgent activity, strength, and combat power, increased insurgent movements, an increase in civilian attacks, upcoming key host nation events, concentration of insurgent activities in local or adjoining AO. Transfer of authority. Often during stability, a relief in place is referred to as a transfer of authority. In addition to the normal responsibilities of a relief, leaders and service members also must deal with civilians or coalition partners. Planning for a transfer of authority begins as soon as the unit occupies the AO. Before the transfer of authority, the departing unit develops a continuity book with the necessary information on the AO. The book should include lessons learned, details about the populace, village and patrol reports, updated maps, and photographs. Anything helping the incoming unit master the outgoing unit's operational environment. Computerized databases are suitable. Leaders should ensure these continuity books are updated during the unit's tour of duty. This extensive effort reduces casualties and increases the current and succeeding unit's efficiency and knowledge of operations.